Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Optimism running rampant in Steelers camp and in some cases outside of it. Charlie Batch saying this reminds me of the 05 group that, of course, won a Super Bowl. Where are you with this? And does it present a dilemma for you in that if you're really optimistic, you think they're going to be really good, maybe a playoff run, at least a playoff win, then you must be back on the Tomlin bandwagon. You have to be. You can't think that and not be. That's the thing. 412-928-9370. Going to hit the phones in a moment. Meantime, Limits, did you see where Mark Robinson's getting a run at fullback? You like that idea?
Yeah, and he was previously a running back at Ole Miss before they changed him over to linebacker. But, I mean, hey, he is the type of guy that just seems like that he could be a fullback with his body stature. He kind of compares to Vontae Leach a little bit for me as a fullback. As just somebody who is just big, muscular, can knock some people over. I'd be curious to see if they actually go through with it.
I mean, part of me actually likes it, likes the idea. Anything that can help get them a yard, which they seem to have trouble getting when they needed one or two last year in key situations. But I can't help but look at this as a bad sign for old Mark Robinson. They've beefed up a little bit at inside linebacker. I know he's been a pretty good special teams player, but I just wonder about this. This reminds me, remember they tried Kendrick Green at fullback in his second year?
Yeah, that was a disaster.
That didn't go especially well.
Well, I wonder...
But I don't want to be Eeyore about this. I'm sort of intrigued by this idea. A little bit, anyway.
Well, it makes me wonder too, Joe, like, Connor Hayward, I thought, was their de facto fullback. What does this say about Connor Hayward and his future?
Well, now they're putting four tight ends on the field. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Down at the 2-yard line, they had every tight end on the roster on the field.
They're going
what
with
is old Artie up to
four
here?
Four tight ends and one running back on the field. Or they're lining up Jonnu Smith in the backfield
right?
A couple of times.
Listen, I'm all for anything that gets their horrible red zone offense better. I'm for. So be creative. Try something different. Let's go back to the lines, Limits. I put off the Pirates for a moment because of the big response from the people. Go ahead.
All right, Joe. Let's see if anybody could top this.
That's all. You do great. I love you. Just tigger it up.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Like Eeyore.
Bye. This guy calls a radio show and says, the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line in 33 years and calls me Eeyore?
High bar for Seth and Cranberry to try to match.
Hey, Seth, how are you? Eeyore here. Are you there?
Seth?
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 Oh, no, Seth.
Yeah, poor Seth. Yeah. Something went horribly wrong.
Well, here's a man named Donnie. He's on the turnpike.
Donnie Football, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Eeyore?
Good.
Looks like that's going to stick.
Are you driving a truck right now? You sound like you're driving an airplane.
Nah, driving a work van. I disagree. Earlier you said that Tomlin had success when he first came in. I disagree with that. I think he was riding the coattails of Bill Cowher. He inherited Dick LeBeau, if I'm not mistaken. And as the time went on, they made it to two Super Bowls. He won one. He lost one in Green Bay. If you look from 2010 to now, what success has Mike Tomlin really had?
Well, those are two separate issues. I mean, anytime somebody comes in and takes a group of players and wins a Super Bowl, to me, they get credit, whether it's Mike Tomlin with Cowher's players or George Seifert with Bill Walsh's players. There's always issues you have to deal with. There's teams you have to beat. You have to be doing something right. And by the way, he drafted a couple guys. They did. Tomlin and Kevin Colbert together. That weren't Cowher's players that went a long way toward winning. And one of them, if I'm not mistaken, was Lamar Woodley. And another one was Lawrence Timmons. So I don't believe in that. I don't believe in not giving somebody credit when they're successful in sports. Same thing with John Gruden taking Tony Dungy's teams, you know? Now, Dungy never did get it done in Tampa. That's different from Cowher. But there's no question that Tomlin inherited a really, really good roster. I'm certainly not questioning that. And normally, by the way, when somebody gets a head coaching job, it's because the previous guy was failing miserably. So there's almost always going to be an inherent losing season there. At least one, because the reason you just got hired is because they needed a new coach. I don't think this is any ingenious stuff here. Limits.
No, I don't believe, I just don't agree with the whole winning with Cowher's players argument. And I've heard it from family members that have even said it. And I said, look, like Tomlin, he might have the players, he still has to win. And he brought in his own guys and he has his own philosophy. Sure, he still had Dick LeBeau. What if a coach would have went in there and absolutely bombed? Would you say, oh, well, he lost with all of Cowher's players? No. So Mike Tomlin deserves full and ample credit.
It was A-plus
for what he
stuff.
Was doing.
It was A-plus stuff for 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
And then since then, it's C to C-plus stuff.
It's been all downhill from here, Crowley.
And this part is true, that when the pieces from that Tomlin inherited, by and large, the James Ferriers, the Paul Amalos, the Aaron Smiths, the Casey Hamptons, etc., when that culture left the locker room, it wasn't replaced, really. It just Bettis, it just Simp Hines Ward. It wasn't replaced. That part is true. That when it's been him on his own, completely with his own players, it hasn't been great. It's been good, sometimes just okay, but the greatness is gone. Next,
here's the Partying Panther to chime in.
Hey, cards for basketball refs.
Partying Panther, are you there?
Partying Panther, don't say anything that could incriminate you. What's
nope.
up?
I'm going to do both.
Oh, my God. He doesn't know he's on. You better get him off.
Partying Panther doesn't know.
God only knows what Partying Panther might say when he doesn't know he's on the air.
No, when he's partying.
Yeah.
Here is Ed. He's in Brookline.
What's up, Ed?
Hey, Joe. Wow, we have donkeys and tigers and panthers. Oh, my. I think if Aaron Rodgers had come here directly on the heels of Ben Roethlisberger's retirement, maybe the press corps wouldn't be so in awe of this guy, and they'd be a little more level-headed with the coverage. But what bothers me, and I find it irksome, that most of the positivity coming out of camp is based on this weird anecdotal stuff about how he patted this young receiver on the head, or he's chummy with a press corps, and he's having a good time, and of all things, how he shares the toilet with DK Metcalf. I just think Steeler fans were just, they were excited when it was Pickett. They were excited when it was Russell Wilson. And they're excited now because a lot of them are just idiots who have to learn the hard way. I don't think it's going to end well. It never seems to end well with Rodgers. And the stories coming out of camp just seem like cute little, wow, this four-time MVP is having such a good time. I don't care about that. And I didn't think it was a good idea to bring him here. And that's just where I stand on it.
Well, I think that a lot of the stories coming out, I think there have been a lot of straw men built where it's like, what did you expect Aaron Rodgers to do? Come in and like set fire to the dorms? Come in and I don't know what people expected. It seems to me he's just come in and been a normal guy. Great. But I agree with you that there's been some over the top. See, look at him. He's nice to his teammates. Well, I think for the most part in his career, that's what he's been, right? You can find a few teammates who didn't love him. I just think that yes, I agree that there's been an overreaction. Yes, I agree. I think in the end, it doesn't work. However, part of me still believes, or part of me does believe, that there's a chance for this. I'm curious to see him another year removed from that Achilles. I'm curious to see him in a different atmosphere. It feels like less pressure. It felt like he was under enormous pressure, a lot of it self-created, in New York to be the savior. Here, I mean, you know, if it falls apart, okay, they get a higher draft pick. If he does good, like the Steelers usually do, okay to good, and they go 10-7 and get killed in the playoffs, all right, he rides into the sunset. Nobody's going to remember anyway that last year. They're going to remember a four-time MVP and one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever lived. And then if it goes great and he takes them on a run, well, he just adds to his legacy with that. But I don't think at this point really anything's going to take away from his on-field legacy. He is, I think, and they are in some ways, behaving or sort of giving off the vibe of a team that has nothing to lose. And I guess they don't, except for another playoff game.
If you had the choice of 10-7 and you win a playoff game, or 5-12, what would you pick?
Well, that's a great topic.
Yeah,
really.
Because, I mean, when the rubber meets the road, I think I'd rather them win 4 or 5 games and get a high draft pick.
So would I. I feel like we've been talking about this. That's literally been a topic every year for many years now. And it gets back to what we were talking about earlier, that they won't take a step back, and it's in some ways admirable.
Yes.
And maybe it'll pay off this season.
Well,
maybe it will, but in some ways it's self-defeating.
Yeah, I think this year probably more than many. Like last year, that was not a conversation just because of how many quarterbacks were going to be there. And the year before, it would have been a conversation, especially with 6 quarterbacks picked in the first round. But that is probably, like, if this thing completely crashes and burns, which I don't think it will, but if it does, hey, okay. You get your quarterback high. You don't have to trade significant draft capital to be able to get them.
I think
either
way.
And that's what sets you up best.
Yeah, I think either way, they're gonna be very aggressive going after a quarterback next year. Very aggressive.
Well, I mean, Kansas City moved up from, what, 28 to 10 to get Mahomes?
Was it 28? I don't even know. I guess who they traded with? The Bills. Guess who they traded with to get Xavier
Worthy?
The Bills. Let's hand a team players so they can beat us in the AFC Championship every year. That's good strategy. Next.
All right.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Let's go to our friend Harry in Westview to chime in.
Hello, Harry.
Good morning. Good day for golf, huh, Joe?
Wonderful day for golf. Yes, I don't think I'll be playing it, but it's a great day for it. Yes.
That's all right. Hey, you know what? You guys brought up a good point. How important, like, you talk about the transfer, like, from Cowher to Tomlin. The coaching staff was excellent. I mean, I never really thought about that, but it was excellent. I mean, it was one of the best coaching staffs around at that time as far as assistants go. And I think, like, it has a lot to do with it. Look at our Penguins, and the Pirates have never been successful. When we have good coaches and good assistant coaches, it means a lot.
Oh, I mean, at times in Bill Cowher's career, let's see, Ken Whisenhunt was an offensive coordinator, Arians, even Tomlin here has had Arians and LeBeau, Mike Munchak. It just seems like as the years went on, it devolved into, you know, Randy Fichtner and Matt Canada and Adrian Clem and himself, you know, himself as a defensive coordinator.
And what you can't do, Joe, in talent, then you try to do in numbers. Like Tampa Bay at one time, I believe, had 34 assistant coaches. No lie. We were amazed because we knew somebody whose brother worked for the Tampa Bay organization.
Yeah.
They had 34 assistant coaches.
Wow. Thank you,
I
sir.
Mean, look, I believe it was like around 19 or 2000. And
I guess, I mean, impressive on the surface, but I'm not a big believer in, you know, an assistant coach for every guy on the roster.
No.
I think some of these coaching staffs have gotten just completely bloated when you have an assistant to the assistant to the assistant tight ends coach. It's just too much. Let's take one more limit.
And what's the quality of those
coaches?
Yeah,
quality over
well.
Quantity for me.
All right, let's go to...
They haven't had either.
Let's go to Todd to chime in on the Steelers.
What's up, Todd?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I think we both agree on the fact that the Ravens are NFL quality, or NFL Super Bowl quality team. And they have an MVP quarterback. And they're ready to go.
Yep.
So why have the Steelers beaten them eight out of the last 10 games? If it's not Mike Tomlin with these recycled quarterbacks.
I think that Mike Tomlin has, by and large, done the best job of anybody in the league against Lamar Jackson, but I think the magic wore off last season, don't you?
I don't know if I say the magic wore off as much as I think that there was something, because they did beat him last year as well. I think that when the Steelers were 10-3 going down the stretch last year, they lost to the two Super Bowl teams.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Right.
They lost to the Ravens twice. One of them, they were down there in Baltimore and playing for the AFC North Championship.
Yep.
And at some point, and they're 5-5 in the last 10 games against the Bengals. At some point, and a lot of those without a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, whose fault is that they don't have a franchise quarterback?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, it's a collective situation, because I think they put their resources in the defense, and the defense hasn't lived up to.
They used a number 21 draft pick on a quarterback.
Well, I think, to be perfectly honest with you, that was a situation where they were afraid of the Marino effect. And they caved to, and Colbert made another interesting choice.
Yeah, I don't think that was Kevin Colbert's choice. I think that was 100% Mike Tomlin's choice. And nobody's going to tell him who his quarterback's going to be for the future on their way out the door. That's his choice.
I think if you remember correctly, I don't know the answer to that. But what I do believe is that Mike Tomlin is not making all the decisions over there on Stadium Drive. I think it's a collective.
Yeah, he has the final say, however, but okay. Yeah, of course, it's a collective. There's people who work all year round doing that. But I also think he had a lot to do with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and Mitch Trubisky and all those guys. Well, and right now, he's 0 for 5 and Aaron Rodgers.
I think all those retreads you're talking about still led him into a situation where he was in the playoffs. Now, yeah. There's not a lot of teams that make the playoffs.
No, but there are a lot of teams that don't win a playoff game every year, and he's one of them. And while it's commendable to go to the playoffs, are you really that different from a non-playoff team when you go there and you get your asses kicked and you're not even competitive? Like, what's the difference between that and a non-playoff team? Not much for me.
Well, I'll tell you what is different is the fact that for the first, he has not had a losing record.
Yeah.
That's different. That's never happened before.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is for sure different. There's no doubt.
Now, you got to give him credit for that. That's never happened before.
Yeah, but how far does that... What's the bigger story to you, that he's never had a losing season or that they haven't even been competitive in a single playoff game in 8 years? I think the latter has become the bigger story. Do you?
Oh, I think it has become a bigger story. I'll give you that. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Listen, I think Mike Tomlin's a good coach. I don't think he's the right coach here anymore. And like the Penguins coach, Mike Sullivan, I think very different situations where Mike Sullivan left for another situation, and that was good for the Penguins and good for Mike Sullivan. That's why I thought the Steelers should have taken the Chicago Bears call on Tomlin, and I think that would have been great for Tomlin to go to another city where he's brought in as a conquering hero. Instead of here, where it frankly feels stale. I think it would have been great for the Steelers and great for Tomlin, the way it has been for Mike Sullivan so far. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's the right coach for here anymore.
I think it's hard for me to say that it's stale to you, Joe, if the fact of the matter is that team was 10-3 going down the stretch, and we both agree that the team, on paper at least, is better this year than it was last year. And I think your optimism of you drinking the Kool-Aid is warranted.
It goes up and down, but like I said, when I put the Kool-Aid down, I realized that Mike Tomlin simply doesn't win big games anymore, not the biggest ones. In fact, his team isn't even competitive in the biggest games.
You can't win big games in this league without a real quarterback.
So find one.
Well, that's not easy to do.
No, it's not. That's why he's the fifth highest paid coach in all of American sports and has a huge say in the personnel. Find one. Go ahead.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. No, I was going to say to you is the fact that the matter is that I'll end with this, and I realize and appreciate you taking the call, but I think that we need to talk about a little bit more what should he do at this point in August and September rather than wait till January and say what he hasn't done well. I think that the best option for them is that I would go with Aaron Rodgers, an all-time quarterback, to see if you can get over the hump.
Might be. And you know what? You might be right, and he might be right. And it'll be the first time in a long time that he's right.
It's like when you're invited to a party, but you have to sit outside, and you can't really talk to the main guest. You don't get invited up to the penthouse to have fun and hang out with like the real people at the party that are there to make it fun. That's what the Steelers have been. They've been invited to the party, to the playoffs the last 8 years, but they've had no fun at the party. They had to sit outside. They had to sit at the little kid's table.
They're the Miami Dolphins. They're the Seattle Seahawks of the East. They get there, you know, about 60% of the time over 8 years. They get there, and then they're immediately eliminated and completely non-competitive. I'll say it again. In the last 4 years, 38-32-1 with a minus 129 point differential. I don't know how anybody defends that or characterizes that as anything but mediocrity. I defy you to tell me how that's not mediocre.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Who's it by again?
This is When the Love is Gone by XDB.
I like it. And I like it a lot. Did you see Ray Fittipaldo's roster projection for the Steelers in the Post-Gazette at postgazette.com?
I saw Cabali's roster projection on the Pat McAfee show on Twitter.
Do you have it in front of you or no?
McAfee?
No. Cabali's roster projection.
If you give me 5 seconds, I will.
Why don't we compare them?
Let's
shall
do it.
We?
I would love to.
So the quarterbacks for Ray Fittipaldo are very obvious, and I think very obvious to anybody. Aaron Rodgers, Mason Rudolph, and Will Howard, who has become the darling of camp.
Cabali agrees.
Do you think, why don't you put out this Twitter question?
Sure.
Limits. Ask people, would you rather the Steelers go for a quarterback in next year? If you had to, this is the best way to phrase this. If you had to choose between the two, would you rather the Steelers go for a quarterback next year or develop Will Howard? I guarantee you, most people will say develop Will Howard. They love this man, Limits, and he seems like a nice man.
Seems like a great guy.
They love him. All right, is that what Cabali has?
That is exactly what Cabali has, yes. Rodgers, Rudolph, Howard.
Who does Cabali have as the running backs?
Cabali has Jaylen Warren.
Yep.
Caleb Johnson.
Yes.
Kenneth Gainwell.
So does Ray Fittipaldo. How about that? Now, the question is, how long, if Jaylen Warren is healthy, I like him, but I have a feeling I'm going to like Caleb Johnson a lot.
I do, too. I feel like
I have that feeling. I don't know. I've never seen him in the NFL, neither has anybody else, but I just have that feeling from his college tape, and from the scheme fit, and from all of that.
He includes Trey Sermon as a tough cut. He's had a pretty decent camp. But regarding the Johnson-Warren dynamic, I think we're probably going to see them start off with like 75% Warren, 25% Johnson.
Yeah.
And then more and more games that go by, the further Caleb Johnson gets his feet wet into the system and into the NFL, we're going to start to see that become 50-50 probably by midseason is my pick.
50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's 11:55. Now's the time to make that call. Actually, it's 11:49 to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Partly cloudy with a high of Benny Cunningham, 84. Great weather for Bob to golf. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Now, here's one where I don't think we're going to have the same. Ray Fittipaldo says the receivers will be DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin III, Roman Wilson, Bob Woods, and Ben Skowronek. He has five. Are they the same?
Kabali has DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Robert Woods, Ben Skowronek.
They're the same.
They're the same.
Scotty Miller says Fittipaldo has been better than Woods and Skowronek so far, so he could definitely make it over them. It might come down to Miller or Woods because Skowronek is so good on special teams, and who will ever forget the big boy saying every Super Bowl team needs a Skowronek.
Word for word, Kabali says you need a guy like Ben Skowronek if you want to win a Super Bowl.
Tell me who the big boy's tight ends are.
The big boy has Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, Darnell Washington, and Connor Hayward.
So does Ray.
Four tight ends.
I mean, he says four tight ends. They put four on the field the other day,
yes,
down at the 2-yard line.
We're going to utilize
a jump ball to Darnell Washington. Are we believing the Mount Washington hype here? Who was it who said he's a nightmare mismatch? Somebody on the defense said that. Maybe Deshaun Elliott.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody with eyes can see that, though, Joe. Like, he was dominating people.
Yeah, he also needs to jump. I think Russell Wilson thought he was a nightmare mismatch, too, when he threw that ball to him in the end zone against Baltimore, and Mount Washington didn't jump.
Well, Russell Wilson must have thought he was as tall as the Steel Building with how that ball was thrown.
He almost is. You need to jump. I don't know. I'm a little leery of all this talk, but they both pick four tight ends with Hayward on the bubble.
Kabali says on Hayward, his versatility makes him valuable. He could play all four special team spots as well as catch the ball, run the ball in a pinch. He's played fullback, and his blocking has been better. Has it?
Offensive lineman. Fittipaldo has nine. Are they the same again? You just say check if it's a guy who's on there. You ready? Broderick Jones.
Check.
Sayamalu, Fraser, McCormick, Fatanu.
Yep. Starters.
Ryan McCollum.
Yes, the backup center.
Spencer Anderson.
Yes. Kabali has Spencer Anderson.
Dylan Cook, Ron's long-lost son.
Yes, Kabali has him as the fourth tackle.
And the great Max Sharping.
No.
No, it's the first difference.
No, Kabali has Calvin Anderson making the team, not Max Sharping.
Holy bird milk.
Saying that Anderson is an experienced backup.
Does he say, because Fittipaldo says this is definitely a position group that they could address when other teams make their cuts later this month. I agree with that, don't you?
Yeah.
That is a very, very thin group and concerning.
They need another tackle. I would not feel good at all if Calvin Anderson or Dylan Cook has to go in a pinch. Or for a long period of time. Like, they do not have the luxury of having Dan Moore, Broderick Jones, and Troy Faltanu, three tackles.
I guess if you call that a luxury, having both your tackles lead the league in sacks allowed.
The only luxury was, I guess, experience.
The only luxury was for the pass rushers looking to tackle the quarterback.
Yeah, Myles Garrett was licking his chops. But Faltanu has not played any more than 55 snaps. So he needs to stay healthy, and he's had injury concerns. And all the concerns with Broderick Jones. This offensive line is the biggest question mark, I think, on the entire team. I know we talked about wide receiver. We've talked about safety with Thornhill. I am very concerned about the two tackles.
Defensive line. You just say check if they're on there. Are you ready, Limits?
Yes.
Hayward,
check.
Benton, Harmon,
yep.
Black.
Yep.
And then Daniel, I never can pronounce this guy's
Akwale.
Name. Akwale.
No.
No?
No.
Ray has
no.
Akwale on the team.
No Daniel Akwale.
How about Isaiah Birdmilk?
Yes.
Yes?
Check. Loudermilk is on there.
Who else is on there for, that's it, for Ray?
Oh, Ray has what, only six?
Yes.
Kabali has seven.
Who's the other one?
And Akwale doesn't make it. Logan Lee makes the team. And DeMarvin Leal, as a defensive lineman, makes the team. Welcome back, Leal. Kabali saying, Loudermilk and Leal have been great underachievers in their 3 years with the team, yet he has them making the roster.
Wow.
Great underachievers, according to Kabali.
They've been very good at underachieving. If there was an underachieving Hall of Fame, they'd be in it limits.
The Hall of Underachieving, yes.
This position group, like last year, and I was proven right by the end of last year, concerns me a lot with the depth, and I mean a lot. Hayward's age is a concern. Keanu Benton taking a step back last year is a concern. I've never seen Derek Harmon play an NFL game. We'll see. And then Loudermilk and the ukulele are still there. I don't know. This is beyond worrisome for me. It is, and I think Derek Harmon's going to be really good. But let's see where they are in November and December when attrition sets in. Oh, my gosh. This is another group that Ray feels like they could address once other teams make their cuts. They need to. Do you agree with that?
Yes, they need to. They need another defensive lineman because, look, I mean, Leal, Logan Lee, I guess Dean Lowry is not having much of a chance. Y.A. Black, we'll see. He's a fifth-round pick.
Didn't they just call somebody in who was like, I don't know, just had a new baby and was changing a diaper when they called him last week? Didn't they just bring somebody in? Or is that the ukulele? I don't know.
That might have been a quality. I think that was a quality because wasn't he retired?
I don't know.
He was retired and he said the Steelers called and that's when he was like, all right, because you called, that's when I'll come back.
Inside linebacker. Does Kabali break it down that way?
Yes, Kabali has four at inside linebacker. Ooh.
Ray has five. Patrick Queen, Peyton Wilson, Holcomb, Malik Harrison, and Mark Robinson, I guess when he's not playing fullback, huh?
Kabali does not have Cole Holcomb making the team.
Holy ostrich milk.
He said Robinson makes the team over Cole Holcomb. Holcomb carries a $3.6 million cap hit. That's significant and might get him fired, Kabali says.
Wow, fired. Not cut, fired.
Fired off the field.
I guess you are fired when you're cut, huh? Ray said this is the best group of inside linebackers defensive coordinator, and I would put that in quotes, Terrell Austin has had since taking over the defense in 19. He also says Carson Bruner is pushing Robinson for the final spot.
Yes, Kabali has Bruner as a tough cut.
All right, outside linebackers. How many does Kabali have?
Can I mention one thing on what Kabali said about Malik Harrison?
Please.
Says that Harrison will make the team because of his free agent contract, but he's flawed in the pass coverage aspect of inside linebacker. They're also going to have to find a defined role for him.
That's okay because Peyton Wilson is, and I quote, the greatest coverage linebacker in the world.
It's a real glowing endorsement for Kabali on Malik Harrison. Just makes you really think that they should have kept Landon Roberts. Four outside linebackers. I think this is the easiest area to predict.
And it's a hell of a group, if you ask me. TJ Watt, Highsmith, Herbig, and Jack, don't call me Tom Sawyer.
And Kabali's saying Sawyer is going to produce as a rookie. There's no denying that.
He's going to be. They're going to be fun to watch. I just hope that Highsmith can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And he's already hurt. There goes my water all over the table.
Your Kool-Aid, you mean.
That was your fault.
That's your Steelers Kool-Aid.
It is my Steeler Kool-Aid. Yeah,
I'll take the
swigging
blame.
From it. That's the best position on the team. Would you agree
by far,
with that?
By far best position on the team. Most proven in a lot of different areas. Watt and Highsmith speak for themselves. And I'm really looking forward to what Sawyer presents to them. I really wonder why he was available in the fourth round. I don't know if it was a speed thing. Or I don't know. Why was Jack Sawyer there?
I don't know. But has to happen before we you know.
We can't crown him, obviously.
Him,
yeah.
Right? But that's a very good group. DeMarvin Leal, says Ray, has played almost exclusively at outside linebacker in camp, but hasn't been all that noticeable.
So Ray does
Why
not
does
have
the big
Leal?
Boy have him as a defensive lineman if he's at linebacker?
Well, because they originally had him at defensive line and they tried
he's
to move him to
linebacker. He's playing linebacker.
Blame the big boy then.
Maybe he doesn't blame the big boy. When he comes on Wednesday, I'm going to pepper him with questions
Maybe
about
the big
it.
Boy doesn't want to lump in DeMarvin Leal with some of the greatness that's at outside linebacker.
Defensive backs, Ray included them all in one pile. Did Kabali?
Kabali breaks it down with corners and safeties.
How many total defensive backs does he have?
11.
So does Ray. Jalen Ramsey, Slay, Joey Porter, Elliott, Thornhill, Clark, Eccles, Trice, Pierre, Killebrew, and Bishop. Yes?
Yes. Yes. All the same. Did Ray say Chuck Clark?
Of course he did. Okay. Worrisome is how I would describe this group, and I think that people are way overrating this group, including Joey Porter, who says they have three elite cornerbacks, including himself. Deshaun Elliott and Thornhill, you know, maybe Ramsey moves back to safety. That would be an interesting move. I do like Jalen Ramsey a lot. I wonder about Darius Slay. I wonder in a big way about Joey Porter Jr., and those are only your top two corners if Ramsey moves to safety. That's troublesome. And then a bunch of guys. It's just a bunch of guys. I'm glad that James Pierre has a bunch of interceptions early in camp, but I'm concerned about this group. Am I the only one?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm concerned with Thornhill, Chuck Clark. Can both of those guys still play? Like, Clark was good in Baltimore, but last year with the Jets took a step back, and he's been banged up. He's been hurt. He missed a full year with an ACL. So what they ultimately do with the depth at corner, too, like if Ramsey, Slay, or Porter get hurt, or Porter's just inefficient, I don't feel good about Corey Trice stepping in. I don't feel good about James Pierre
again
at all.
Too,
yeah, Corey
Trice
is always banged up. Right now, he has a groin injury. He's up for grabs. And it supposedly, Cabali is calling it significant, a significant groin injury.
And then we have the kicker, the Boz.
The
Boz. What a legend he is. He's fourth all-time in field goal percentage behind Justin Tucker, one, Harrison Butker, two, mm-hmm. Eddie Pinheiro, three, mm-hmm. Boswell, four. Who's number five, Limits? Wrong. Daniel Carlson.
Thank you.
Number six is Josh Lambeau.
Josh Lambeau.
Why
Lambeau
isn't
Field.
He working? I don't understand.
Cabali has Cam Johnson making the team over Corliss Waitman, does Ray. The punter that they paid.
Yeah, let me see. Let me see here. I have to go back to the Fittipaldo thing. The Boz is... Is the Boz going to be in the Hall of Fame someday?
There's a possibility. Like a realistic possibility.
Yeah, he has Cam Johnston as the punter. Is that what you had? Is that what Cabali had?
That's what Cabali has.
All right.
Thank you.
Let's stick with this theme with the great Mike DeFabo. Is he coming on next?
He's next.
Can't wait to talk to him. He had a very interesting story.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.